Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Politibabble Newscast. As always, it's me, Brisha Shaw, and I'm joined with...
Sam Rowe.
And I, Archibald Elliot.
Oh.
Fancy.
Okay.
I know, added some extra words in there, yeah.
Me trying to get the word count.
It's just like history essays. Yeah. Putting the word count.
I don't do history.
I do stretch stuff out in history.
I don't. I run out of words. I literally run out of words. I'm such a good spin doctor. Don't even need to go near the word limit. I need to aim under the word limit. And I go like 5,000 over.
It's a constant struggle to know whether to say further or more over.
Yeah.
It's like.
Anyways.
I hope that's blasted yours out with the Politibabble theme tune.
Fingers crossed, that is our goal.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're back again for another week of Politibabble newscast, as Bruce said.
Wee-wee.
Yeah, wee-wee. How are our weeks, guys?
Mine's alright. I did have something to say, but I can't remember what it was.
A good start.
I was like, oh, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast, but I forgot it. So.
What podcast, Bruce? This is just a radio program.
This is live.
Have you not heard us on Max Radio? Yellow?
Yes.
Sam, your week?
Oh, I already answered this. My week was fine. It was good.
Do anything exciting?
No.
Cool.
we all have a Model Security Council.
Oh yeah.
On Friday, which should be fun.
Very exciting.
I feel like that's what I was going to mention, but I can't remember.
We all.
Brucia's representing the brilliant human rights, perfect record Assad regime of Syria.
Yes.
Didn't use chemical weapons against their own civilians.
We would like to point out, as the representative of the Syrian government.
We're moving on.
Thank you very much, Brucia. The Assad government committed mass murder against their own citizens.
I don't agree with the Assad government, but for this.
Good,
but for
nicely
this,
done.
You
saved yourself there, Richard.
Yes. Anyway, in local news, and sorry
some
to start. Yeah, this is a pretty sad one, to be quite honest. Local and international war hero Hector Duff has unfortunately died of the right old age of 101.
I mean, 101 is good.
That's like, a good long life for Hector, my man. Thoughts and prayers with the family of Mr. Duff. Was he OB'd? Probably.
Yeah.
I feel like he was probably knighted or
there's
something.
There's a few things.
Best wishes to them, obviously.
Yes. Thoughts, unfortunately, I'm not religious. Not
yeah, I was
going
to say, Archie and I aren't praying, but our thoughts go to them.
Anyway, moving on to wider news. Priti Patel. Oh my god, I did a proper like newscast voice then.
No,
I'm
moving on
sorry.
To wider news. Priti Patel.
Priti Patel is a bully.
Well, that's what the report, which is an independent report, commissioned by Boris Johnson himself, a beautiful blue report, as we like to say.
You know, and they invested in it, they put the time into it, they spent money on it at a time where money is very, it's a precious commodity for Britain at the moment. And I'm sure, Boris Johnson took the results of that very seriously.
Unfortunately, beautiful blue Boris Johnson took the reports of the beautiful blue report and said, we don't actually want to listen to any of that, actually. So
that's
there was no real point.
Oh, so he nodded it all.
Yeah.
He's wasted money, yeah.
Yeah. Most internal government reviews, as
Tory
said
government
by...
waste money.
As said by Sir Humphrey Appleby on Yes Minister and Yes Prime Minister, the internal reviews are just there to show the public something's being done. They don't actually come to anything. And the whole point of an internal review is to say, we took a look, and we still think there's nothing wrong.
Of course, the person who's conducted that investigation has now resigned, which is a fairly big statement.
See, when I read the headline of that, I thought Priti Patel had been bullying the person who resigned into resigning. And I was like... And Boris still thinks that, she isn't a bully, but no, I just misread it because I'm silly.
Fair enough. Although, honestly, I wouldn't put it past Priti Patel. She's a piece of work.
Piece of work. Speaking of Boris, the vaccine for COVID-19 has been approved in the UK.
Good news
or bad news, depending on where you are.
But depending on
here at Politibabble, we think it's good news.
Yeah,
and if you don't think it, you're not on Politibabble.
Yeah, I've only seen a very select few people who think that's bad news, and they're a bit special. So,
but being approved by the UK drugs regulator, medical drugs regulator. And it's due to be rolled out next week.
Yes. Yes. All right. Which is good news.
Just can't wait Christmas. For them to get microchipped.
Yeah, the government's going to be tracking you. Meanwhile, their phone in their pocket.
They are conspiracy theories spouted on mainly Facebook by people mainly named Karen.
Yes.
Mostly Karens. Karens and Darren. Back at it again.
Speaking of COVID, the Isle of Man officially has zero COVID cases. I know that we active know of. COVID yeah. cases on the island.
Which is excellent news.
Good on us.
Woohoo!
Obviously, you know, we did a lot, careful, yes. And, but, that's good news. Yeah. We're doing well. Better than some other countries.
You know, some beautiful blue countries, unfortunately, aren't
this
doing
is,
very well.
This is just a quick question, because David Ashford, future MBE, or has he got his MBE?
He's got an MBE,
Do you think he should have been MBE'd?
Do we want to say?
You know, it's not really my decision to make.
No, yeah, but I don't
but,
think...
But surely
he's done
you
a good
an
job.
Opinion. Yeah, but, well, he did his job.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, if you want to check out an interesting thing I did with David Ashford, check out Paul Molton's Sunday debate show from last week.
Or was that last before? Week? I don't know.
Week before, I can't remember the date of it. Anyway, that was good fun, you know. Yeah.
Did he introduce himself as David Ashford MBE?
He didn't
good.
No.
So, that was so sad. Archie had such a good topic change, and then he just switched. He just reached out and switched it back. That was so hard to watch.
Sorry. Yeah. India strike?
Oh, yes. So in India, a few days ago, I think it was the 26th to the 27th, a quarter of a billion workers went on strike in both the private and public sectors.
Which is quite impressive.
Which is, holy moly, a lot of people. Basically, they were calling for lots of different things, collective action. They wanted a higher minimum wage, better working conditions, the reining in of the prices of certain essentials, like food and sanitary products and things like that. And I think first and foremost, it's a massively impressive display of worker action. I think it's the fact that a quarter of a billion people can be organised.
That's like a quarter of India's population, isn't it? Because I think India's like a billion people roundabout.
It's a massive...
Or is it a... No.
India,
sorry.
It's, no, it's close to a bit. I think.
Yeah, I think it is like around a
I think it's.
A,
I think they
billion.
Crossed a billion mark. India population. Let's find out. Yeah. 1.353 billion as of 2018. So, yes.
So that's like a little... It's like a quarter of India's population. So it would be like a quarter of the working population has gone on strike, which is...
It's good,
like, because
imagine if,
they're asking
imagine
for
if,
basic things.
Because I think it's very impressive they managed to get a quarter of a billion people.
Imagine if a quarter of the people in England went on strike.
I know.
Or Britain went on strike.
Well, we'll be seeing a quarter of a million people attend the Isle of Man's premier climate strike on December the 11th outside Tynwald at 12:30 p.m. Climate strike.
Oh yeah, that's what I have.
If only we'd see a quarter of a million people, you know.
If only there were
a quarter of a million people on the island.
That would be quite something.
Can we get a quarter of 1,000 people?
Could we get a quarter of Tynwald down?
Maybe. Get off your high hill. Come
you know,
down.
If you're watching this, come join us.
Come join us. We do need you.
Yes. And the camera's not even on, but yeah. Camera on. We need you for our beautiful blue climate strike.
Mic's back on. There we go.
So it just said the camera went to me.
No.
Climate switching. not me just trying to steal the show, of course.
Remember when
not.
Archie turned our mics off so we could talk about Thatcher?
That was so I could mention a Thatcher quote because you wouldn't let me mention one.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Because she's a brilliant woman. Ah, talking
we don't
of
support
Thatcher.
Fascistic
talking of
what?
Thatcher, there is going to be a. It's actually quite a good statue. It's a very good statue.
First of all, it's an ugly statue.
It looks good.
Doesn't. It really doesn't.
It does. That's my opinion. At least.
Okay, it's been rightly. It's
art subjective. Art subjective.
Art is subjective.
But there's a Thatcher statue things. Going to be erected in a hometown. Is it Grantham?
I'm not. Say I don't want to commit to that. But it
in
is
her hometown.
In her hometown.
Speaking of Thatcher, have you guys been watching The Crown?
Yes, I actually have. Yes. You should go watch it, everyone.
Spoilers.
It's really good.
It is very good. I recommend watching it. I don't like the monarchy. Like, I only started watching it because...
Yeah, Grantham in Lincolnshire.
Yeah.
Matt Smith was in it, and then I got so invested in it that I... like, I don't care about the monarchy. Couldn't give two darn hootens about the monarchy. Ask me anything about the Crown, and I'll like.
But
I'll
the Crown,
it.
As I
more
like
specifically
say, is
about
not,
Matt Smith.
It is not a historic representation, so you shouldn't take what the characters have done or said.
Well, it is actually. It's very.
It is accurate, but some of it is
dramatized. Yeah. So how you might say, like Camilla. Or being like, or Charles being really rude or obnoxious.
I mean,
is
yeah,
it necessarily
but...
true? It's taken and it's an interpretation.
Yes. Yeah. The key events are obviously still true. We're not saying that they're lying, but it is a dramatization.
Mountbatten Harold didn't Wilson. Actually die.
Yeah. How Harold Wilson in the early series actually became Prime Minister?
No, that was fake.
Mountbatten definitely didn't try and overthrow the government. That was never a thing. It doesn't matter if. The monarchy is just a figurehead. They have no real power. They can't do anything. Sorry, I just vomited on a metaphor. Also, I love that they've elevated her statue, Margaret Thatcher's statue, to 10 feet. And the only response are people like tweeting pictures of ladders and stuff. And someone posting being like, oh. Because it's like £100,000 they spent everything, like £100,000. Shame it's going to be in a river soon.
You see, it's £100,000 to erect, but they do say that will be recouped by donations.
The thing is, at a time where the NHS is in a bit of a crisis.
But the thing is, it's a statue of Margaret Thatcher.
I can't wait for a seagull just to come and just.
It is going to be.
It's controversial, but you have to admit, you have to give it to her. She was the first female Prime Minister of the country. And surely that
if her achievement is that she was female...
No, it's showing that the step forward
no,
for women,
is,
there
is
the first
is.
Female
Prime that is,
Minister. Considering
that is
she
correct.
Hated all women, but like...
You must admit that that is something we should celebrate.
No, it is. It is. I wish it had been a different woman, but it is good to show that women can and should have a place in British politics.
Yeah.
I've also just
unless
found
you're
out,
Priti Patel,
yeah, that 1,000 people have already vowed to attend the egg throwing that is scheduled to take place at the statue's inauguration.
I will take 2 weeks isolation just to go
my
for that egg throwing.
According to this, it's not 100,000; it's £300,000. My apologies.
Pounds?
What did you think? Pence?
I thought you said people.
No. It's £300,000 for the statue.
Where's that?
Sky News.
Sky News, because you see, BBC is only the council is underwriting £100,000 for an unveiling ceremony.
Right.
That's just the unveiling ceremony.
The £100,000 is for the ceremony. The statue itself has cost £300,000.
That's honestly a lot of money.
So total comes to just shy. It's £400,000, so almost £500,000.
Yeah. For Margaret Thatcher.
I do hope they see the irony of spending this much money on someone who cut welfare and social security.
It was brought to the town by Grantham Museum, so it was bought.
Yeah,
by museums, not public.
But with money, so it's still that's. That's how much it cost. And I just think it's very funny that 1,000 people over it, in fact, have already promised they will turn up to an egg-throwing contest at the same day.
I love it's a contest.
Who knows what that
will
Ewan,
if you're listening, please go.
Meters at the statue. We'll bring the eggs. Archie can watch and cry.
Watch and
Archie
condone,
will, like,
yeah.
protect it with
not
his body.
That. Yeah. Ewan so might not make it out there alive. He might be thrown too many eggs at Ewan. It's not the... egg throwing competition at Ewan.
No, it's
not on Thatcher.
At Big M.
Oh, well, you know what? Honestly, that's quite good. I'm glad 1,000 people are going to throw eggs at Margaret Thatcher. That's good.
Well, you know, political opponents only use personal insults when they have no political arguments left.
I mean,
Thatcher quote there.
To be fair, they also have criticised what she did and the actions she took. But when we do that, you say,
I can argue that she did well. And we'll have that debate
sometime.
Some
other
time. Political bad things to everything.
Christmas special, I think. That should be our Christmas special.
That's so
funny.
I think we should do a really relaxed Thatcher episode.
Yes.
That's
our Christmas
plan.
Special.
We'll
look out for it.
We'll get that in the works and we'll see what we can figure out.
18th of December should be out.
We might decide against
17th of December.
But we'll see what happens.
What's happening on the 18th?
I don't know.
School's out for Christmas.
Yes. It should be out on Friday the 18th of December. Will be our Christmas special.
Ooh.
Look out for it. Unless we get some Christmas music out.
Snow is falling.
It is December, so it is acceptable to listen to Christmas music. Before that, you should be hung, drawn, and quartered.
What do you think about Fairy Tale in New York? They obviously say...
Absolutely fine. Yeah.
The F slur in the song.
It's the snowflakes which complain. Sorry.
I don't like how much you're using the word snowflake. Like, sorry. Yeah. It's like, oh, geez, just discovered the word. And it's like, I gotta slip it. But no, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think in the context the word is used, it's actually just an Irish word that doesn't actually have any connotations.
It's nonsense that it's not being...
I agree with that. I think it should be played.
I do understand people getting offended by it, but...
It's also a term for a bundle of sticks.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Gotta represent stick rides.
Exactly, stick rides.
I do actually think it should be left in the song.
Yeah. I understand why people get offended of it. Its actual meaning
is a bundle of sticks. I'm sure you know what we're referring to. We won't mention it at risk of offending and melting people, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, we'll see what happens to that. Still, everyone, you can enjoy the song in your homes. As you should.
As you should, yes.
Listening to
This is a fun little fact, but do you know the guy who sings the song and how he has, like, three teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Well, whenever I didn't brush my teeth one night because I was a little rebel. My parents would be like, if you don't brush your teeth, you're going to end up like the guy who sings Fairy Tale in New York.
And it's true. Like, everyone, brush your teeth. It's good.
Yes. And on that note...
Is that the ending note? wrapping up?
Brush your teeth. Unless we have anything else to talk about.
I mean, do we?
No, but look out for our Christmas special, December the 18th.
Yes, there will
It'll
be
out there.
Other things before that.
Yes,
but,
obviously.
Like,
but
not, just
you
in just, case.
You can't Bye. Be Christmas special. Bye, yeah.
Hugs. Yeah. Oh, I didn't say it last episode, but hugs and kisses. I'm so sorry. I'll say it twice. Hugs and kisses.
And we can start to say Merry Christmas from the Pitterbabble team. It is December. If you're watching this at a later date or sometime 30 years in the future when we're all actually leading the world and ruling the world, then, you know, 50 years down the line when Joe Biden's age of 78 will be the new world leaders.
Funny.
Very nice there, Brucia. Very nice.
We are 420 years old, yes.
Then, you know, watching this back, it is Christmas time where we are. So enjoy.
Bye.
You've been politibabbled.
Yay, let's go home. Woo.